From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. A petition by American diplomats who disagree with the Obama administration's Syria policy was distributed on the State Department's so-called dissent channel, intended to use U.S. Foreign Service professionals as an opportunity to express their candid views, even if they conflict with established government policy, without fear of retribution or reprisals. VOA's State Department correspondent Pam Dawkins spoke with former U.S. Ambassador to Syria, Robert Ford, about the dissent memo.
He said what's unusual about this cable is the large number of people who signed it. Ford said that he was familiar with cables that had four or five signatures, but never one with 50. He also noted that these concerns are coming mostly from the rank and file who deal with U.S. policy on Syria at the ground level, the ones who are pushing for that negotiated political settlement, the ones who are dealing with the humanitarian crisis that has emerged in Syria. Ford says it shows how they don't believe that the current policy will succeed. But he added that he is doubtful that President Obama, this late in his administration, will make any dramatic changes to his Syria policy, even as a result of this memo.
VOA's Pam Dawkins. Secretary of State John Kerry told reporters in Copenhagen Friday that he would discuss the memo when he returned to Washington. U.S. Defense Chief Ash Carter has slammed Russia for bombing U.S.-backed opposition forces in southern Syria, calling the actions problematic. Mr. Carter also suggested the Russian military did not properly use a communication line that was established between the two countries to prevent unsafe U.S. and Russian air operations over Syria. This is VOA News. Russian track and field team has been banned from the Summer Olympic Games in Rio de Janeiro. VOA's Daniel Scherf reports from Moscow that track and field's world governing body said Russia has not done enough to restore confidence in its athletes in the wake of a doping scandal.
Russia will not be allowed to send an athletics team to the Rio Olympics after its efforts to clean up state-sponsored doping were deemed inadequate, says the sports governing body, the IAAF.
The IAAF Council was unanimous that RUSAF had not met the reinstatement conditions and that Russian athletes could not credibly return to international competition without undermining the confidence of their competitors and the public.
Russia's sports ministry called the decision extremely disappointing and said that the ministry had done everything possible to regain trust. The IAAF says individual Russian athletes could still be allowed to compete at the Rio Olympics, but only if they have been tested outside of Russia's anti-doping system and not under the Russian flag. Daniel Scherf, VOA News, Moscow.
And as Russian President Vladimir Putin told an international audience in St. Petersburg that Russia wants to improve its ties with Europe and the United States, the U.S. and the EU renewed economic sanctions on Moscow for another year. Sanctions were put in place after Russia annexed Ukraine's Crimea Peninsula in 2014. According to the U.S. Defense Department, Afghan citizens feel less secure now than at any time in the recent past, as civilian casualties rise to their highest level in 7 years. A survey of Afghan citizens indicated 42% believe security is worse now than during the period of Taliban rule from 1996 to 2001. Ahead of World Refugee Day on Monday, UN agencies say rapid assistance is needed for the more than 2.7 million people displaced by the Boko Haram insurgency in the Lake Chad Basin over the past 3 years. UN Refugee Agency is calling it the fastest-growing displacement crisis in Africa. Liz Ahua is the regional representative of the UN agency.
We work together with the police and with the military to orient them to those localities where they can stay. And this is not easily done because quite obviously, if you're talking of the Lake Chad Basin, the governments are very stretched. They're very stretched in terms of their capacity to look after the protection of those people.
UN agencies are requesting more than $500 million to deliver assistance to some 5 million people in the region. So far, that appeal is just 20% funded.
That's the latest world news from VOA.